What's up, guys? 26 episodes were produced in season one of New York Undercover, and we have actually hit the midway point. Season one, episode 13 of New York Undercover is entitled Los Macheteros and premiered on Thursday, December 15th, 1994. This was actually the last episode to air in 1994. This is also the date when Here Comes the Hot Stepper from Jamaican reggae artist Aine Kamoze was the number one song in America. You guys remember that song? And the number one film at the movie box office was Disclosure, starring Michael Douglas and Demi Moore. The description for the last episode of 1994 reads, a violent Puerto Rican gang supporting the cause of their people causes trouble in the community. JC is concerned as Eddie goes undercover to investigate their criminal activity. This episode is directed by Michael Lang, the first of three episodes Lang would direct of the series. And the episode is written by series veteran Natalie Chaidez, who wrote a lot of great episodes for the series. Key guest stars in this episode include Jose Zuniga, Manny Perez, Liza Colon Zayas, Peter J. Fernandez, and Victor Colicchio. And musical guest, La India. The cold open is set uptown and is set to the sounds of salsa music and features two Latino men in a van. In the back of the van is a Puerto Rican flag draped over a crate filled with guns. One of the men kisses the flag as a sign of loyalty and oath, and then they both put ski masks on their head. We then see an armored car truck pull up nearby with the workers in the truck about to make a delivery. Well, at least one of the workers. The other remains behind in the armored car truck. When his colleague leaves the armored truck, he is blasted with gunshots by our friends in the van. They grab the money and take off in the van, while the remaining worker in the armored truck van drives off as well. Fade to black. Hi, everyone. I'm Chris Rose, and welcome back to New York Undercover Rewind, the podcast that discusses all things related to the TV series New York Undercover. And as always, thank you for listening. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review us. And check us out on X, formerly known as Twitter, at NYUndercoverTV. It's Christmas time in New York City, and the 4th Precinct Station House is decked out in holiday cheer as we open Act 1. Torres and Williams are bantering about Spanish holiday traditions when Cooper interrupts to tell them about the armored car heist. The company was not federally insured. Therefore, the feds are not touching it. Williams and Torres are on the case. They arrive on the scene and learn from the witness that the partner of the shot armored truck driver was in on the heist, and his name is Vincent Varela. They and a squad of NYPD personnel arrive at Varela's apartment with guns drawn. But he's not there, just his mother, who says he is a saint. She does mention, however, that he got a tattoo about a year prior. Part of a gang, maybe? Back at the station house, Eddie's priest brother Jimmy is there and has brought along a businessman named Luis Moreno from Puerto Rico. Played by actor Peter J. Fernandez, Moreno needs security while in town, and Jimmy thinks Eddie would be the perfect person to provide it. Later, the detectives meet up with Eddie's informant, Slick Rick, to see if he can identify Vincent Varela. He can't, but he does mention there are some Puerto Rican radicals handing out flyers at a Christmas party. They arrive at the party, see the flyers, and a mysterious man throwing out presents to the crowd. The man jumps off his truck and over a fence and gets away, as the detectives can only look on, as we fade to black. Cooper opens Act 2, confirming that the presents handed out at the party were bought in New Jersey 2 hours after the robbery, using money from the armored car heist. Cooper also says Varela's working with a Puerto Rican group called Los Macheteros, a militant group that wants independence from the United States. Apparently, they like to recruit from community organizations, city college, etc. JC notes that Varela was in community college. Maybe this is what happened to him. JC suggests Eddie sits in on Varela's classes at City College, while Williams will take photos to help figure out who is part of Los Macheteros. After they leave Cooper's office, Torres recounts to JC his grandfather's fight for this cause, La Lucha, back in Puerto Rico. And while Williams is sympathetic, JC says it's his goal to bring down Varela and his boys who shot the armored car truck driver. Eddie goes undercover as Jaime Leon and pretends to be a college student at City College, meeting other students and getting a lay of the land. Meanwhile, JC takes photos and drops a photo of one of the organizers in between a New York Times newspaper and leaves it in a trash can for Torres to find. Now, side note, even though this episode is supposed to be set during Christmas time, you'll note on the newspaper that it says November 21st, 1994. So that's a production mistake. It wasn't even Thanksgiving yet when they filmed this episode, or the scene. Torres, as Jaime, introduces himself to one of the organizers who is hanging up posters on the trees. But the organizer doesn't take the bait. But he does invite Torres to a Puerto Rican organizing committee meeting. JC confirms the name of the organizer is Raul Sanchez, and Torres says Cooper will send in a few unis to scare Sanchez and maybe lead them to Varela. At the meeting, the unis arrive and Sanchez and Torres, undercover as Jaime, escape through a back door. Raul thanks Torres, aka Jaime, for saving his butt, and asks if he is curious why he was running. Torres says it doesn't matter, and he knows it was for the struggle. They agree to meet up the next day, and when Torres leaves, Jaime places a call to an unknown person and says he has found someone who can help their cause. The next day they meet up, and Raul tells Jaime if he's down for the cause, there is someone they need to take care of first. Uh-oh. Fade to black. Before we continue with the recap, it's time for a trivia question. Actor Jose Zuniga, who guest stars as Torres' brother Jimmy, also co-starred with Michael DiLorenzo in what film released in 1993? The answer? After the break. As we begin Act 3, it turns out the Macheteros' target is the Puerto Rican businessman Moreno, whom Eddie met at the station house with his brother. Moreno makes his money from U.S. defense contracts, and the Macheteros hate this. The detectives and Cooper meet with Moreno and come up with a plan to thwart the Macheteros at a public ceremony the next day. After he leaves the room, Williams and Torres have a spirited debate about colonialism and Puerto Rico being under U.S. rule. Torres seems to be in favor of Los Macheteros' beliefs, which worries Williams, who questions whether Eddie is in too deep and whether he would be able to do his job. Torres says not to worry, he'll be ready. The next day, the plan is put into action. Eddie, as Jaime, is given a gun by Raul and approaches JC, also undercover as a security guard. The gun goes off, JC and Eddie fight, and then JC, our Malik Yoba stuntman, gets away in his car. Raul, watching from across the street, is pissed. Raul meets up with Varela and his other armored car heist buddy, Lucio, and they agree to continue to try to attack Moreno and will bring in Torres' Jaime as well. At Natalie's, recording artist India is performing her hit song Ese Hombre, while Eddie is meeting up with his priest brother Jimmy, again arguing about the merits of Moreno versus the Macheteros. They both wish each other well at the public ceremony the next day. The next day, Eddie is leaving the building with a speeding van with masked men pull up and whisk him away. Fade to black. Act 4 opens with Eddie, as Jaime, with a mask over his head. Raul is there and provides a history of the Boricua people and how the tattoo he has is symbolic of an even greater purpose. He asks Jaime if he's ready to shed for the Boricua people. Que viva la lucha! Vincent Varela sees Torres and says he has seen him somewhere before. And if he doesn't check out, he's a dead man. Back at the precinct, Cooper, Williams, and Torres go over the plan. and Eddie insists that no one suspects he is a cop. Cooper also says he cannot wear a wire because if they found it on him, he's a dead man. Varela and Lucio visit Torres' apartment and snoop around his belongings and find out he was a cop and it was at the present giveaway with Williams. Meanwhile, Torres, as Jaime, gets into Raul's car where he's informed that Vince had called and plans have changed. They are not going to the church first. They drive off with Williams tailing them from a distance. Torres is driven to a deserted area on the New York City waterfront where Varela pulls a gun on him and Raul and tells Raul that Jaime is a cop. Raul protests and says he didn't know. But Varela says that Raul has to kill Jaime. Meanwhile, JC, who's trailing close behind, pretends to have a broken down car with his hood up. This attracts Lucio's attention, and as he nears the car, JC overpowers him and contains him. JC heads to the van where Eddie is and arrives just in time before any shots are fired. Varela escapes and JC quickly catches him. Meanwhile, Eddie and Raul continue to fight and struggle on the ground outside the van before Raul escapes and drives off in the van. Back at the precinct, we learn that the van was found empty and Raul likely chartered a flight back to Puerto Rico outside the arms of the U.S. law. The final scene features Eddie and his brother at the gravesite of their grandfather, who Eddie referenced earlier. Now here's another mistake. The gravesite says the grandfather died in 1963. But earlier in this episode, Torres told Williams, quote, 25 years ago, my grandfather almost got killed standing up for his independence. Now, this episode was filmed in 1994. 25 years prior to that was 1969, which is obviously 6 years after the grandfather died, according to the headstone. So another faux pas that doesn't really make any sense. Now, back to the scene. Jimmy has money from Moreno to give Eddie, but Eddie declines and says Jimmy should keep it and give it to kids who deserve it. Jimmy agrees and they walk away together as we fade to black. End of episode. I give this episode an A-, and it almost got an A+, except for the minor quibbles that I already pointed out. The timeline of Torres' grandfather's death and the date of the New York Times newspaper being in November, not December. It was also a little bit too convenient that Moreno, the businessman from Puerto Rico, was tied into the Los Macheteros storyline. However, this episode is very personal and heartfelt to Torres, and you see the internal struggle of his character dealing with his oath to the badge, while at the same time also recognizing the disparities that existed for the Puerto Rican community. Now, before we finish, back to the trivia question. Actor Jose Zuniga, who guest stars as Torres' brother Jimmy, also co-starred with Michael De Lorenzo in what film released in 1993? The answer? Alive. The film is directed by Frank Marshall and stars Ethan Hawke and Vincent Spano and follows the Uruguayan rugby team after they crash land in the Andes Mountains. And what they have to do in order to survive. You know, like cannibalism. Folks, that's our time for the show. I'm Chris Rose. Thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe, like, rate, and review us. And lastly, don't forget to check us out on X, formerly known as Twitter, at NYUndercoverTV. Bye now.